C1G.
Number 17B.
We can perhaps take Appendix 4, which has the title, The Second Record of Creation. Well, I've tried to summarize in just a few terms what is happening here. We have the first day, which is giving us the metaphysical meaning of ignorance, of a false creative sense, and how does that subject evolve. On the left-hand side you have the biblical symbolism, on the left-hand side, and then on the right-hand column the metaphysical meaning. So what do we create if we go out from a mistiness of thought, from ignorance of thought? Well, first, mindless mind says, and the mist went up from the earth. That's the starting point where ignorance begins to evolve a false creative sense. False creative because it goes up from the earth and does not come from God. What does that do when it evolves? It waters down everything, the spirit, minor spirit, so that from that false creative sense arises the belief of a material creation. How does that identify itself? It covers the whole face of the ground. We have a whole lot of new gods arising, because every time we are starting out with ignorance, we build up a false creative sense and therefore a false sense of God. And so we have that this involves a false sense of God, idolatry, a whole pantheon of gods, just as the Assyrians had, just as the Egyptians had it, just as the Greeks had it, just as the Romans had it, just as every culture had it. They always had a whole pantheon of gods, and that comes from the very fundamental point that we always go out from our thinking instead of from mind. If we take Appendix 5, which has the title Metaphysical Comparison Between the First and Second Record of Creation, we can see, is it true that what Mrs. Eddy says, that the second record of creation is the exact opposite of the first record of creation? And so we have to remind ourselves what was in the true record of creation, which you have on the column on the left-hand side, and how that uncovers the false record of creation, or the false sense of the record of creation. What did we have in the first day of creation, namely mind in its creative ability, as the light of intelligence? In the second record, we have the mist of ignorance. In the first record of creation, mind as mind said that mind creates all in ideas, and in the second record, we have a false sense of it, namely mist, the mist, instead of ideas. In the first record, ideas were shown at the point of mind as spirit, that ideas are only good. In the second, we see the mingling of the watering down, and so we have the myth of a material creation that is not good but evil. And in the first record, we had mind as soul, that mind would give us the true record And he called the light day, and he gave the true record, an eternal history of ideas. Whereas in the counterfeit is that it gives a history of all the idols, of all the gods in the world. Yes. So we go further to the second step in the false record of creation, which is the counterfeit of spirit. So we take the epitomes again. You see, you have to organize yourself a little bit by laying out these various papers so that you always have them somehow at hand. It just should be a help for following the text, because it's rather involved now. We have to take in the new symbols of the second record and compare it with the symbols and the metaphysical meaning of the first record, so it gets quite complicated in a way. But if you organize yourself nicely around your notes with these handouts, then I think it should be much clearer. So let's go now to the second step and investigate what the Bible says, how Mrs. Eddy explains it. And we have seen that the second step is actually there, where, as a whole story, Adam is formed out of the dust of the ground, and the breath of life is put into his body. And then again we have the tree of knowledge of good and evil, again another sense of duality. Whereas spirit is the only and does not allow mingling of opposites. Here we have the mingling of opposites constantly. So our epitome is that mingling spirit and matter creates evil beliefs. That's our epitome here. That mingling spirit and matter creates evil belief. So the moment we go out and begin now to mingle, that is always the beginning of all the trouble. Whereas in the first record of creation, you remember that we have the very opposite, let there be a firmament to distinguish. Now, this subject is laid out in three subtones, just as the second record of creation, the second day of creation. And the text here, as Spiritus mind, first reads like this. And the Lord God Jehovah formed man of the dust of the ground. Of the dust of the ground. You can see a symbol of matter. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That's immaterial. So we have a mixing of matter with that which is immaterial, of matter and spirit, and man became a living soul. So you can see the attempt is always to find ideas in matter, to mix up opposites in order that the spiritual finds an expression in the material universe. So this is again showing that a false sense of creation really brings forth something that is evil, a material organization. If we go further in the story of spirit as spirit, the Bible says, and out of the ground made the Lord God Jehovah to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight. And you see, a tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. What kind of a tree? The tree of life also, in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In that symbolism, we really have the mingling of those two trees. In the midst are two trees, either the tree of life or the tree of good and evil. So again, we can choose, do we want the tree of life or do we want the tree of good and evil? We have epitomized it, spirit to spirit, by saying that material beliefs are dualistic. So can you see how the idea flows? Spirit as mind first says, well, the mingling of spirit and matter produces first an evil creation, an evil belief. Spirit as spirit says, therefore, these material beliefs are dualistic. They are no more monistic, are dualistic. And it is the tree of knowledge of good and evil that afterwards is at the center of the story, no more the tree of life that disappears in the story. And then we get here the belief, no more understanding. Remember in spirit as spirit in the first record, Mrs. Eddy says spirit imparts understanding. But here she says belief is less than understanding because it's a belief of the tree of good and evil, of duality. What does that bring forth? And she said, well, every tree, she said, the Bible says, that is pleasant to the sight. And you see at once that that duality of putting spirit into matter always is the cause for physical sense testimony. What are physical senses? It's the belief that matter and spirit work together for perception. It is, therefore, we have epitomized it like this. The belief in intelligent matter involves sensation in matter. So can you see now the Bible builds up step by step what are the five physical senses actually? The five physical senses are not just the opposite of the spiritual senses. Here it is also shown how they are built up, from where they come, what the belief is, namely that it is actually the outcome of a false sense of mind, a false sense of spirit, and if we put mind into matter, we get sensation. This is the eternal tone now of mind, spirit, soul that we get, that eternal tone which we saw in the first record of creation. Mind, spirit, soul are the building blocks of reality. If we do not understand them, if we take, therefore, instead of the divine mind, mortal mind, or belief, or a false creative sense, if we take instead of spirit, the purity of spirit, and the onlyness of spirit, matter, the very opposite, and if we then, at a third step, try to put mortal mind into matter, the outcome of it is physical senses, the testimony of the physical senses, sensation, sentimentalism, emotionalism, and all that, because it has all to do that with the belief, really, that matter has life within itself, has a mind within itself, has an intelligence within itself. So here, where the Bible says, and every tree that is pleasant to the sight, Mrs. Eddy explains it right away that way. She says, the belief in intelligent matter involves then what? The belief in intelligent matter. You can see that intelligent matter is that duality, that mixing up. But that belief involves what? It involves the theory of material hearing, material sight, touch, taste, smell, termed the five senses. So now we know from where the five senses come from. If we would not believe in the material universe, we would not need the five physical senses. If we would not believe that we live in a material universe, I repeat, because you looked at me very astonished, if we believe in a material universe, we need five physical senses. If we would not believe in a material universe, we would not need the five physical senses. We only would need the testimony of the spiritual sense. So, therefore, we must be careful that as long as we still actually live in the material universe, we actually at this moment need the five physical senses, though we know that they are not testifying to the truth, but still they are better than to have no material senses in the material universe. That's why we are very anxious that our five physical senses, as physical senses, are kept intact. So we must also be a bit wise and not just say, well, physical senses is error, and here it is an outcome of the Adam dream, so let's get rid of them. I don't think that anybody would like to get rid of their eyes and their ears and their taste and their smell, etc. They would be lost in this material universe. So let's be sensible about these things. But on the other hand, we must see how they evolve and what they are. Okay. Also, here at that point of spirit and soul, Mrs. Eddy begins to explain, therefore, that from this error evolves appetite, passions, sin, sickness, and death. Can you see the very opposite of the balm of soul, of the joy of soul, of the freedom of soul, of the balance of soul? Everything is disturbed now. So if we want to be free of that kind of disturbance, we just have to ask ourselves, from where did I go out? Did I go out from my beliefs, from my thinking, from the mist, or did I go out actually from divine mind? If I go out from my own thinking, then that thinking is limited, and that is material. Everything that is limited is material. It has a beginning and an end. And therefore, from that point of view, we cannot really earn or gain anything, reap anything that is positive. It's all negative. In the Bible, after this verse here, comes a longer story from verse 10 to 14. About the four rivers that flow out of the Garden of Eden. And Mrs. Eddy leaves out the interpretation of these four verses. Just doesn't touch it. And very often the student felt, well, why doesn't she take it in? Why does she just leave out at random? If she doesn't like something, she just leaves it out. You know, it doesn't fit into her concept. And naturally she had a right to leave them out, because I guess even after Mrs. Eddy wrote them, the Bible critics found out that those verses were later additions, that they were not actually belonging to the original story of the Jehovistic document. And so Mrs. Eddy must have sensed that suddenly something comes in that does not actually belong to the spiritual story, that disrupts the line of spiritual unfoldment, and therefore she didn't interpret them. Just for your information, because sometimes you may have asked that question also and said, now, what was that? Why did she leave it out? So she had biblical authority, no matter if she knew it at her time or not, to leave it out. All right, this would be the second step of spirit, And I just want to recapitulate it again for ourselves. Again, we take Appendix 4 and consider those symbols again quickly. There we have a second, which we know. Yeah, we have Appendix 4. There, the second step is what is pointed out here, the mingling of opposites, the mingling of spirit and matter. In the biblical term, we have the mingling first as Adam, that was formed or created. You have the tone of mind. That creation is a creation of duality. It was created from opposites, from the dust of the ground, matter, and the breath of life, which is spiritual. So it is a false creative sense, so it produces a mortal creation. That's the first point. Spirit of spirit goes further and says that such a creation naturally then is dualistic, is evil. You have the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And if you don't choose rightly, we have a dualistic sense, and that this dualistic sense come only because we did not go out from one basis, but from a dualistic basis, from material beliefs. So material beliefs are all dualistic. Not one of them is monistic. And then we come to the next one, spirit as soul. And it says that every tree was pleasant to the sight. It shows that this involves sensation in matter. That the mingling of spirit and matter brings what? The counterfeit of soul, a false testification, a false identification. You testify wrongly, namely you testify materially, and that is shown forth as sensation in matter. How does that really compare with the first record of creation in the second day? So on the Appendix 5, you take the Appendix 5, the second day of creation was showing the understanding. Spirit imparts understanding. That understanding does what? That line of demarcation does distinguish constantly between ideas and illusions. So, whereas the second step in the false record is the mingling of spirit and matter. How does it build up through the subtones? In the first record we had spirit as mind, namely that spirit separates what? Mind from mortal mind. Namely, that separates ideas from human conceptions. But not so in the second record. There it produces a creation that is mixed up and therefore something that is evil. In the first record, spirit as spirit showed that through that distinguishing between ideas and illusion, you really get that reality itself. You bring reality to light, because only ideas are real, and as they are separate from illusion, you have the reality. So reality was brought to light, monism, whereas in the second record, all is getting dualistic, pluralistic, and so it's the very opposite of good, namely evil. It's the tree of life, the tree of good and evil. In the first record, spirit as soul was giving us that sense that if we distinguish rightly and make a distinction, that would impart that understanding which brings heaven in the biblical symbol. Not so in the second record. There we get really hell, because there is no other hell than sensation in matter. We Without sensation in matter, we would never experience any hell. It's actually that point of spirit, a soul, that mingles up opposites, namely spirit and matter, brings forth a body, and that body is always hell to everybody. It has a beginning, it has an end, it goes through various stages of progress, and on every stage we have to cope with that body. It gives us endless trouble, it gets heavy and it gets unmovable, it gets sick and dies. Yes, I think I should stop here. And we go on this afternoon with the third stage.